From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. The Duluth Archaeological Center is conducting a survey for the Office of the State Archaeologist that will result in a number of test digs along the North Shore. According to Sue Mulholland of the Archaeology Center, they'll be looking for prehistoric sites where glacial lakes were present between 12,000 and 10,000 years ago. She told Cook County Commissioners Tuesday the state database has little information from the North Shore.
The whole objective of this survey and the funds that are coming are to find more sites for the database, because there's only 19 prehistoric archaeological sites that have been recorded all the way from Grand Portage down to Duluth.
The method Mulholland and her crews will use is simple and low-tech, no equipment bigger than a shovel.
We dig a hole, it's about 12 to 18 inches in diameter, as deep as you can get it. The sediment is screened, and we have a small screen with quarter-inch mesh, so the dirt goes through and the gravel gets left, and that's what we look through for broken stone tools, broken potsherds. Once we're done with that hole, the dirt goes right back into it. If there was sod layer to begin with, that's removed as a chunk, set aside, and then put back on top. Our purpose here is to just do a sample of what's under the ground to see if there's any buried archaeological sites, and then to return the surface as near as possible to what it looked like beforehand.
Commissioner Jim Johnson voiced his support for the project, but also concern about land use in the future.
I think the county fears, you know, that once something is identified as being significant, then it'll restrict the use of that land in many other ways that could, you know, harm us economically or, you know, in some other way.
Johnson cited wetland and habitat restrictions already in place and was concerned archaeological sites might be another hoop to jump through. Mulholland said knowledge of sensitive sites could actually be an advantage.
This is a hoop you'll have to jump through anyway if you have federal funds or a federal license involved in this future development project you're talking about. They're going to ask, has the Section 106 process to determine if there are cultural properties out there that might be affected by whatever the project is, has that been completed? And here you have a chance to be proactive, at least for these parcels, at no expense to the county.
Mulholland said the digs will begin immediately and, as weather permits, start again before the end of May next year.
Ever since a group of golf course advocates approached the county board looking for money to upgrade Superior National Golf Course, there's been a lot of attention focused on the course, much of it critical. This has the EDA board worried. They need money for the course, but it's been a tough sell. At the recent EDA board meeting, there was a discussion about Superior National and the perception among some in the community that it's a drain on county finances and benefits only a select few West End businesses. Mike Litvin is the EDA board chair.
There is a perception out there that the EDA has not managed it properly. Like you say, there's a lot of misinformation that people have.
In recent years, the EDA has gone to the county board to borrow money to cover golf course bond payments and startup costs in the spring when there's no money coming in. Previously, the EDA had a line of credit with a local bank to cover these expenses, but the state auditor prohibited the practice, and the EDA began going to the county board. But as EDA Treasurer Jim Hall says, this is normal procedure, and the loan, generally about $200,000, is always paid back.
We've always done that before, but this last year it got fouled up because of the dollars and matching funds that were supposed to come from IRRRB, and they didn't show up until way into February. So far, there's never been any county dollars put into the golf course. There's none.
According to County Auditor Treasurer Brady Powers, EDA Treasurer Jim Hall is correct in saying there's been no direct county support for Superior National Golf Course over the years, but he says there has been indirect support. Superior National opened for business in late summer of 1991 at a cost of $5.2 million. Most of that cost has been paid for by lodging tax revenue. Brady Powers.
There's a 3% lodging tax on the West End, and two-thirds of that tax went to pay those bonds over the years. So there hasn't been any direct county levy for either bonding or for the operations of it. That doesn't mean the public hasn't contributed, because they have in lots of ways.
One of the ways the county has supported the golf course, says Powers, is in funding the EDA.
That was the primary purpose, is my understanding, when it was created, was to create and operate the golf course. The levy for the EDA is somewhere around $1.7 million since it started in 1989 to now.
When asked if he thought the problems at Superior National were due to mismanagement, Powers was diplomatic.
It's got to be a combination, and I guess maybe missed opportunities. The EDA has they have a general fund just for the general EDA operations, and then they have a fund for the golf course, and that balance has been going down. I know you have to market, but if you don't have the cash, it's hard to do those things. And when you're going down in cash, I guess you need to come back to the county and make those requests.
Superior National Golf Course is one of the projects that's eligible for 1% sales tax funding, and the EDA has submitted a request to the county board for $1.8 million for capital improvements at the course. Golf course advocates maintain that without financial help from the county, the course will continue its decline, and a vital asset to the local economy will be diminished.
Contractors for Cook County Soil and Water Conservation District have completed the first phase of their work, 43,490 acres surveyed. Cook and St. Louis counties are the only Minnesota counties without a complete soil survey. Cook County's new Soil and Water District Manager, Carrie Fabius, says soil surveys have a number of important uses.
They look at the overall picture of the land, contours, landforms, and then based on that, they choose where they're going to do the soil test, and they try and get what type of soils are there. And there's a variety of uses, and it depends on who the user is. And if maybe you're an engineer or a developer, you might want to look at it to what kind of soil you're going to put your building on. Maybe you want to build a road and see what kind of soil's out there, perhaps a septic system, and you want to know what kind of percolation rates are through your soil.
She said the survey results are meant to give potential users a good idea of the kind of soil they will be dealing with.
It's quite accurate, and for larger scale purposes, it's very useful. Foresters might use it if they want to see the suitability for planting new forests or logging roads. County government for perhaps buying and selling land and maybe tax assessment, watershed planning. Another one for contractors if maybe they need to find the location of a new gravel pit.
Acres being mapped are on private lands. Just 9.27% of the county is taxable land, leaving 90.73% tax-exempt, largely made up of federal, state, BWCAW, and reservation acreage. The soil survey plan for next year is to map at least an additional 44,000 acres, leaving about 63% of the county to be mapped in the future. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.